AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The turkey was barely out of the oven before shoppers hit the stores on Thanksgiving Day, hoping to cash in on early Black Friday bargains. And even with the discounts, retailers are hoping to see an increase in their bottom line this year as they keep an eye on what's happening with the economy.
There's no question that the economy is still top of mind for millions of Americans. So when retailers do offer a lot of these great deals and promotions, they are in response to how the economy has changed, how consumers are spending, and how they're budgeting.
Kathy Grannis-Allen is a spokeswoman for the National Retail Federation. Overall, the trade group estimates nearly 136 million consumers will be shopping this weekend. Activists in Chicago are hoping to keep some shoppers from getting to stores on Michigan Avenue on Friday as they continue their protest of the video of the police shooting of a Black teenager last year. Meantime, the AP's Don Babwin tells us more is coming out about the troubled past of teenager Laquan McDonald.
He was a ward of the state for some time. He was put back in the homes of his mother and various relatives. It was a very difficult, impoverished life.
Officer Jason Van Dyke has been charged with murder in the shooting. His attorney has said the officer feared for his life when he fired at McDonald. There was a community Thanksgiving dinner outside a Minneapolis police station where demonstrators have been camped out for more than a week. Protesters gathered there after the shooting of a Black man by a white police officer. The dinner was designed to promote healing after the shooting death of Jamar Clark. Russia and France are teaming up in the fight against the Islamic State group. The presidents of both countries say they'll share intelligence as well as increase airstrikes against targets in Syria. Hurricane Sandra is still a powerful Category 3 storm in the eastern Pacific, but it's expected to weaken significantly before it reaches Mexico's mainland. The hurricane's maximum sustained winds are now about 120 miles an hour. This is AP Radio News. Pope Francis visited a slum in Nairobi Friday to press his call for adequate and dignified housing for the poor. This is his message as delivered through an interpreter.
The social and environmental debt owed to the poor of cities can be paid by respecting their sacred right to the three L's: land, lodging, labor.
The shanty town has about 50,000 residents living without basic sanitation. New guidelines developed by the EPA to protect swimmers and kayakers from the growing threats posed by toxic algae in lakes and rivers. The agency issued a report to Congress last week saying it also will be looking at whether new health advisories are needed on algae toxins in drinking water. Big wins for NFC teams on Thanksgiving Day football games. The Carolina Panthers extend their win streak to 11 with a win over Dallas. Detroit beat the Eagles, and the Bears upset the Packers. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.